CHL.
Powered by Spring Hill Heating and Cooling.
With Brent Doherty, Don Davenport, and Ron Slay.
Channel 104.5 The Zone, Brent Doherty and Don Davenport and Ron Slay. We'll get to the intros in the next segment. We've got work to do here. As these guys continue to argue over when Father's Day is.
It's 2 days. I'm telling everybody. This petition's being signed.
Babs was talking about doing something on the 17th or something. I don't know.
Party.
It's baby Babs' birthday party.
And Slay said, that's Father's Day. And she goes, no, then the 16th. And I'm like, no.
You're not getting to it. It's 2 days.
17th is a Saturday.
What did I say?
Not in your house.
Not in my house. It's not 2 days.
Let's go down to Alabama. Roll Tide. Baby Chris Lowe joins us from ESPN.com. C. Lowe, what's up?
Glad to be with you guys. As usual, pretty down here in Tuscaloosa on assignment, but pretty hot. But you're going to be a pretty nasty thunderstorm come this way.
Ooh, I don't like that.
I think when you say you're on assignment, it's a little different than when we say that we are on assignment.
Our assignment does not take us to Tuscaloosa.
Or to work.
To work, yes. What are you down there for? Can you give us any details, or we just got to wait and see?
A little bit of both. Just working on a story that's going to run later, probably next week, on Alabama and Nick Saban. So it's always, I didn't get a chance to come through here this spring, and was able to get through here in June. This is a good time. Because, you know, in the old days, coaches liked June because you didn't, you know, you could get away and go on some vacation. But now with the portal and the recruiting calendar, kids are on campus pretty much the entire month of June, recruits, and you got, you know, portal stuff. So it's, June has become really a pretty hectic month for football coaches.
Especially, obviously, with NIL now and collectives, right.
And
everything
Saban
that's going on.
Was all against that back then.
Yeah,
back
so
in the day.
I mean, he knows because he's been so great at it in his career. It's evolve or die, right? Is basically the
saying.
That's
a great
saying.
Point about him.
And yeah. He has been so good about doing that. I mean, hiring Lane Kiffin as an OC is just the
brilliant.
Perfect in-your-face example of him being willing to evolve. Mm-hmm. How is he handling what the NIL and the collective world is like now?
Well, he doesn't like this version of college football. I mean, we talked a little bit about today. He's just not a fan of it. He feels like that, you know, and he's not against players getting money, but getting money out of high school to go to a school and use as an enticement. Because really, if a school or a collective, let's say it would be a collective, is paying, is setting up a deal for this quarterback or this pass rusher to come out of high school, to come to that school, that's really not NIL. That's pay for play. And I think that's what Saban and other coaches have talked about, that's the part they don't like. They don't mind at all, or he doesn't mind at all. Players like Bryce Young last year made a ton of money in a national commercial with Dr. Pepper. But that's sort of where it is right now. He knows that it's not going to just all of a sudden go back to being the way it was. Will there be some congressional involvement where they could figure out a way to bring in some structure as far, not against kids making money once they get to school, but using NIL as a guise for pay for play. And we're just going to have to wait and see. I don't know that I have a lot of confidence that Congress is going to be able to fix it. But I do think at some point it will level out and won't be quite the circus that it is now. The thing, again, you're talking, you know, today some more about it, that makes it so hard are so frustrating for not only coaches, but I think fans do, is when you combine this whole NIL pay-for-play brokering deals with the transfer portal. Then all of a sudden, you've got middlemen involved, you've got attorneys, you've got agents saying, okay, I can get, this deal at this school, that deal at that school. That's what is probably the most troublesome right now for coaches and fans. I mean, you've got people spelling out, you know, in baseball, I heard stories about, you know, hey, if you pitch, if you don't pitch my guy in this role, or if you pitch him too many pitches, you know, we're going to let you go in the portal. You know, in basketball, similar type situations, you want to play outside facing the basket, not play inside, or if not, we're going to go in the portal. In football, same way. You know, if he's not a starter that plays so many snaps, and you've got that portal slash NIL hanging over your head, and it's so simple because, you know, it has to sit out. You know, when you transfer now, you play right away. All this said, guys, I don't think, nor do I do most of the coaches I talk to think this is all of a sudden going to be settled. I think it's probably just going to have to, we're going to have to navigate our way through. And I believe, as I said, I don't want to go back down that road, that where we land is a super division of college football, where there's 30, 40 teams, and they have their own playoff, their own tournament, their own governance, their own commissioner. I just think that's where we're headed.
CeeLo, and that's the perspective of the coaches, the collectives, how it's moving behind the scenes. What about the players' perspective? What's the vibes like? I haven't been up to UT in the summer in about 3 years since since NIL has really been really been jumping. You know, so what's the vibes like? Is it business as usual, or does it seem like players are a little bit more distracted or have a couple of other things going on when, you know, you were going to summer programs, you see guys walking with the water jugs, a couple guys going to classes, but mostly back and forth to the dorms, the workouts?
Ron, that's a good question, man, because I think if you put yourself on a player's shoes, if you're a top 10 national quarterback or a top 5 national pass rusher coming out of high school, then you naturally are going to wonder what kind of NIL deal you can get going into college. I mean, that's you hear all these rumors, and I think some of it is BS, some of the numbers you hear. Some of it are legit. But you're going to want to know, hey, what kind of deal can you get me?
Right.
Now, I think sometimes that's short-sighted because if you're a really good player and you're developed and you're willing to sort of take coaching and you got that attitude, you got a chance to make millions as a draft pick, you know, and so how's that compare to making, you know, $50,000 or $100,000? But again, 17 years old, we all come from different backgrounds, we're all raised differently. If you've got a chance to, if some kid grows up in a tough environment and he's got a chance to make $100,000 out of high school, you know, then I don't know that any of us have the right to wag our finger at him and say, hey, that's not the way it should be. I think that the where it really becomes an issue among the players, Ron, and I'm all for them getting what they could get, is in the locker room. If there is a feeling, and we've already seen this. I mean, it was an issue in Tennessee last year, or other, you know, other situations where if they feel like maybe it's not just right, maybe somebody's making a little bit more, or there's some issue, or somebody gets jealous, whether they should or shouldn't get jealous, then it becomes a little bit of an issue in the locker room. Because, again, we're talking about 20, 19, and 20-year-olds. Right. We're not talking about veterans in the NFL.
Right.
You know, the NFL is a business, and I think sometimes kids maybe just aren't mature enough, you know, to deal with this kind of thing because it's all new to everybody, players, coaches, administrators, fans, everybody.
All the conferences, Chris Lowe with us from ESPN, all the conferences obviously trying to stay ahead of the next breaking point, so to speak, with regard to expansion and all these moves you're talking about. By the way, we ran that super conference thing by Shannon Terry the other day, and he said it's inevitable. Exactly everything you just said, from a business standpoint. So the Big 12 talking about expansion ideas and things like that. But one thing I did notice coming out of the Big 12 meeting, a continued discussion about Gonzaga perhaps joining the Big 12 in basketball only. Have you heard anything about that? And what kind of effect do you think that would have on the college basketball landscape?
Yeah, there have been rumors about that for a while, or I should say for a while, for a little bit, that Gonzaga was going to hook up with, the Big 12 somebody. And that for the Big 12, has already been really good basketball. Takes them, you know, potentially right up there at the top with anybody with the kind of success, the kind of sustained success that Gonzaga has had. You know, Brian, I'm glad you asked that because, you know, what I don't know, and I don't have any problem admitting this, is once we start to see football morph into this one division, I don't really have a crystal ball what's going to happen with the other sports.
Right.
You know, how will that affect baseball and basketball? I mean, I already, you know, think about USC and UCLA going to the Big Ten and that Rutgers-UCLA baseball game on one weekend, or women's basketball game on a Tuesday night. I mean, that to me just is it's still hard for me to wrap my hands around that. So if we do indeed go to that super division of football like we've discussed, how are they going to, you know, structure the other seasons? You know, what will that do? Will they continue to play in the old conferences? Will they tear it up and play? You know, for instance, if they happen to do that, let's use the SEC. Does Mississippi State and Ole Miss and Florida and Tennessee and Georgia still play each other in basketball? Or, I mean, there's just a lot of unanswered questions. But I do think if Gonzaga does land in the Big 12 from a basketball perspective, that's that takes an already really strong conference right there to the top.
Pretty big weekend for Tennessee baseball down in Clemson. That game on Saturday night was something else, man. And now we sit and wait and see if Tennessee hosts a regional. You would think a super regional. You would think that they would want Tennessee to host a super regional. I know there's a discussion if Southern Miss wins, but you would think they would want that.
I would think so, and I had a chance to be in Clemson to watch that game. It was a great game. Well, Clemson's a great place to watch baseball. Those people really get into baseball, but it was always past my bedtime, so I was worried I wasn't going to be able to make it in all 14 innings. I don't know. Southern Miss is winning. I got a feeling that Southern Miss may, I know this is going to make Tennessee fans mad, but Southern Miss may get the host if it's Tennessee and Southern Miss. I just think for a couple of reasons, the Southern Miss coach retiring, I think there'll be a sentimental reason to do that. Southern Miss was pretty close to being one of the 16 host regional sites, and I think the RPI, Tennessee's got a better RPI. And here's the part that's going to make Tennessee fans the maddest. I think there might be some Vitello fatigue on the committee. And I know they would never admit that. No one's going to say that. Tennessee's for the villains of baseball. I'm not saying that's right, but I do think when you get into this situation, it's so subjective. You know, there's not like any A, B, C, D. You know, it's sort of the committee that gets in that room and decides when it's a two seed versus a two seed in the super regional who it should be. We'll see. I mean, Tennessee, I'm not saying Tennessee won't be those because it's been such an event, such a happening in Tennessee the last few years when they have hosted super regional. They've made it into a huge celebration of baseball. But I also think in talking to some people that are pretty close to this situation, that Southern Miss, if they do indeed hold on and beat Penn, has a really good chance to edge Tennessee and be the host for that super regional.
Update in that game, going to the bottom of the seventh, Southern Miss an 8-7 lead on Penn. So, yeah, we'll keep everybody updated. Chris, great job, man. Really appreciate it. Tell Saban we said hello.
I'll do it. See you guys. Bye-bye.
There he is, Chris Lowe at CLO ESPN. He'll be so glad to know that 3HL said hello to him.
I'm sure.
Yeah, most definitely. You know what? I'm so interested. Like, I wish I could do – I wish we could do, like, a summer tour throughout the SEC because I want to see how players are responding because it's a vibe.
That would be awesome.
It's a vibe set during the summer. Like he was talking about, like Chris Lowe was talking about, the development. That's what the summer was for. Like you can look at each other like, man, we're pushing each other to get better. Like this at the forefront, man. We got to come back better individually and then collectively as a team and the hanging out and all of that. I wonder what NIL has done these last 3 years as far as like what's the hangouts like. You know what I'm saying? Like what's the camaraderie? Who's getting who together? Because coaches didn't have to do that for players before NIL came along. I know for sure because I was up there and I was helping with that stuff like that. So I'm just saying like who's spearheading teams coming together in the summer and the workouts and all of that stuff. That's interesting, man.
615-737-1045. Slade Dog just passed this along from Wes Rucker. Tennessee has a higher RPI and strength of schedule. More impressive regional performance. So we'll see. This game's still going on. Southern Miss batting in the bottom of the seventh inning. Up 8-7.
Yeah,
with a man on first.
Penn's
nobody
made scored.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. More 3HL when we come back. 615-737-1045.
Searching HVAC near here.
Right here, ma'am. How can we help?
Wow, nobody local? Huh.
Wait, what? We are an HVAC company literally in your neighborhood. Why is she not seeing us?
Just all the big chains. Well, it is what it is.
What in the... Can you not see us?
Nope, they can't see you. Because you're buried deep in the list of local HVAC providers. You are invisible online. Introducing Cumulus Boost. Get a boost, get found, get on the map. Learn more at cumulusboost.com.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
3HL 104.5 The Zone, Brent Doherty, Don Davenport. Don Davenport is in the building. Did we establish that yet in the 4 o'clock hour?
We did not.
You are here, right?
104.5 The Zone AI. On the T-Dot Smartway map, there appears to be a meteor approaching downtown Nashville. No, wait. Scratch that. No need to check for weather alerts. This appears to be a Babs NATO.
Babs NATO, look out.
She's coming in hot. Entering the studio in 3, 2, 1. Don Davenport.
Let's go.
Did you say
Happy Monday.
Did you say you got passed on the interstate today?
You guys.
What is going on?
Just to tell you, so we are having our house painted right now, and my house is a disaster. I'm all over the show. So, like, I can't find anything, you know. I mean, it looks amazing. They're doing a great job, but it's just a lot. I mean, it's the first time I've ever had my house painted.
A wreck. Yes.
Yeah, so it's a...
I don't know what you're doing with the dogs.
It's a mess. They have been boarded.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, they can't be around. They're liabilities. So I'm driving to work today. I'm so out of it. I legit got passed. I was in the fast lane and I got passed.
Oh, that's what you hate.
It's what I hate. Shame, I mean, I almost slammed on my brakes and had to check myself. Like, Davenport, what are you doing? This is your cause and you just failed. What are you doing?
See.
Now, luckily, there was plenty of there was nobody on the road. So there was plenty of room for that person to pass me on the right. But everything that I complain about, I did. And I kept beating myself up for it. But you know what? That's a Monday for you.
We all make mistakes.
Yeah.
It's those that learn from their mistakes that separate themselves.
Oh, I have learned. I immediately moved 2 lanes over. I'm like, you are not in the right state of mind to be in the fast lane.
So you should sign a petition.
I saw that there might be.
Speaking of, I'm glad you brought that up. First, Ron Slay is here, and then we'll tell you about the petition.
I'm in a building.
Let's go.
Hey, I'm in the building.
Best believe I'm in the building.
Better be ready.
I'm in the building.
Coming out of the roof.
Time for the show.
That's right, man.
We are on the crusade, as Babson would say, our brigade. Father's Day.
Best believe I'm in.
It is a crusade. That's what I should have
done. I forgot that you sent that. When did you send that?
Lord knows.
It was at night.
Like, yeah, randomly?
Because there was a lot of people that were fried on that text chain, I think.
Oh, so first, Babsy found a candle. Dad, life is hard, but at least your children are not ugly.
I said, that's what I'm buying you guys for Father's Day.
Here it is, change.org. Here is the petition. 2 days for Father's Day. 7 have signed it.
I got they.
Who started this? Did one of our listeners start this?
One of the board of trustee members. And I appreciate him.
I can tell you who started it, because if you go there, you'll see.
Well, hold on. He might not want his name out.
Oh,
there.
He won't it out there.
I mean, it's
Michael,
out there.
I think. Michael.
Yeah, Michael.
Yeah.
Okay.
Michael.
Yeah.
We need to get this on the 3HL page, Hunk Daddy. Mm-hmm.
Send it to Hunk.
He's got it. I just forget when you sent this, because you sent it at a time where I forgot about it. So
yeah, it was at night.
Yeah, I was fried.
I saw it roll my eyes.
No, dude, it was 6:54 on Saturday.
Oh.
Fried. In the morning?
That was,
PM.
That was during the Tennessee-Clemson game.
That's
exactly.
Fried. Yeah. It was fried, prime fried hour right there.
I'm trying to tell you.
All right, so we're going to get on this.
Yeah, I mean, why wouldn't we?
You think I'm not signing it.
Yes, you already. You just did.
No.
You just committed your own cardinal sin, and what do you mean, no?
I know I did.
Thank you. And so to redeem yourself, Babsy, to the world, to the people that you let down, I think you should put your best foot forward and sign a petition.
Do you feel
man that look she's giving
daggers
you.
Out of
yeah.
my eyes?
So here to let the listeners in on that look, she has her chin like against her chest and is like looking at Slay with her eyeball, like her pupils on the tops of her eyes, wide open.
Oh boy!
And I wonder where Baby Babs get.
Yeah, exactly. And nobody said this was going to be an easy crusade. See, that's another. There you go. That's what happens, Babs.
What just happened?
She just dropped the phone. Yep. And I on behalf of all the fathers out there, none of us would be surprised if it had a little crack in it when you got it off the ground.
No, don't say that.
Tom, what you mean don't say that? Yes, say
just letting
it.
You guys know, the petition is out on 3HL's Twitter feed.
Let's go, people.
At 3HL1045. You need to follow us anyway.
Fathers!
And in a very crazy and busy and crowded world, there need to be leaders, and we're here for you.
You are 3HL. Absolutely right. And also remember, in that world of leaders and everything, it's going to be people that throw roadblocks up at you, driving the fast lane when they shouldn't, and like just people that's out there just out of their minds.
Still 8-7. Top of the eighth. Penn batting against Southern Miss, down one.
You.
Are you talking about me?
You
talking to me?
She almost got Boston right there a little bit on us.
That was very like don't pet the horse.
Yeah. Kind of was. Big props to Babsy and Travis and Hadley for coming out to the baseball tournament on Saturday over at Cane Ridge to watch Drew Dog play and his teammates. And
I know. I was like, oh, I could be a baseball mom.
You could, for sure. It's fun.
Totally do it. I'd get kicked out, though.
Oh, boy.
I mean.
So, Dawn goes, do the parents ever get after each other? I'm like, oh, all the time. And the parents at the other coaches, and the parents at the umpires, and the coaches at the coaches, and like it happens all the time. Now,
I feel for the umpires. Like, I wouldn't go after the umpires.
Right.
But there's another parent that goes, oh, you better watch out. Taking you out.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun. But Drew Dog, he came up with the bases loaded right before y'all got there. And, I mean, smoked a line drive to left center, and it hit like 1 foot below the yellow line and just rattled the fence.
No.
And you can hear me in the video going, get up, get up. But he had a two-run deal there. But, yeah, props to the Mad Maverick, 12U Mad Mavericks, who got the win in that championship game. We came up a little short. My guy Lucas with a grand slam homer. And nice. Anyway, yeah, that's always fun. 3HL presented by Spring Hill Heating and Cooling, springhillac.com. The F&M Bank Chat is up and running. You can do that by watching the show on Zone TV, YouTube, Facebook Live, Twitter, and Twitch.
Twitch, please.
Thank you, Babsy. Real quick, more on that Tennessee-Clemson game Saturday night that went 14 innings and Tennessee down 4-2. They get the three-run homer to take the lead in the bottom of the ninth. Zane Denton with the three-run homer to take the lead by one as Tennessee was down to their last out. They were actually down to their last strike at one point. But Vol second baseman Christian Moore, who had a big day that day.
Simo!
3-for-5, 2 runs scored, an RBI. He hit a homer. He also walked twice. My man went off, and his dad was there watching him play. Mm-hmm. Had never seen him play.
Having him here, man, it was just a surreal moment. Like my dad, he works hard. You know, he's finally retired, so he kind of got to see me play my first college games. Because last year when he came down, he came beginning the season, and I think I got about 2 or 3 at bats. But no, it's good to have him here, man. I'm so happy he got to come down and experience this with me.
So go back to Christian's dad. I passed him on the way up here, and he said he's a better player than you. So you may want to take away some of those positive sentiments.
Tony
V.
Tony.
That's pretty cool, huh?
That is cool.
I think that was the game. That was the Charlotte game that he got to see him play.
Are you talking about Christian?
Yeah.
Morse?
Oh, it was the Charlotte game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Him and his uncle. His uncle was there too. They both of them were hype.
615-737-1045. Mark is up in Bowling Green. Next up on 3HL. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Hey guys, I'm going to ruffle some feathers here.
All right.
So why should everybody get the same amount on NIL? Is everybody afraid that certain teams out west will make it equal? or what?
They don't, though.
Because some of the people, like Nick Saban, he wants everybody to have the same amount.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You know, he's been playing players forever, so.
Well, there's a lot of schools that probably have been paying players forever. It's been going on a lot of places.
Listen, man, I've got so many stories just working in this business, talking to people just from SEC stuff.
Yep. Yeah. I mean,
I think, trust me,
that's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen.
And I think with Saban's, though, I think his is more so, doesn't he want a cap? Like,
he wants a cap, so but some
everybody
coaches,
can get paid the same.
Some coaches want that because they want the level playing ground in terms of recruiting.
Well, in that case, then, if like California has been paying high school players already, so
yeah,
the Kyler Marcus is
Texas
right
in
sense.
That too.
Texas maybe
now, yeah.
Tennessee just got in it last year, I believe. Mm-hmm. So it's like people are going to get a jump on things if. That's
I think
the case.
There's still what? There's still like 12 or 13, maybe 14 states that do not allow you to pay high school kids.
Right.
So now there's obviously ways around it. Mm-hmm. They graduate early and then, you know, go. But I understand where Saban's coming from. And I don't think that caller, is it Mark? Mm-hmm. That doesn't ruffle feathers to me. I think what they're trying to do, it's not about like SEC schools worrying that this is going to even the playing field with the schools out west.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think that it's more about making it to where everybody and everybody in the SEC even is on the same kind of starting ground.
Yeah,
I agree. It's to help. Honestly, it's also, I think, to help out the athletes. And I mean, you look at it. Perfect example. If this continues to be how it is, there are no regulations, then, you know, one school gets collective pays this recruit, you know, $2 million to go, let's just say, play at Tennessee, ends up not working out. He transfers. I think what they're just looking for is some kind of regulation to make it better from a business standpoint.
But Shannon, people can go back and listen to our conversation with Shannon Terry over at that On Three Elite event.
It was so good.
NIL event. I would encourage you to do that if you have any questions about this, because he freaking broke it down as to why this is always going to be a state to state thing. It's not going to be any kind of federal legislation because the NCAA doesn't want to get involved in that. And
basically,
because of antitrust laws.
Yes.
And so he rolls through it way better than we could. You need to check that out when you get a chance.
Basically, the NCAA dropped the ball a long time ago by not getting in front of it and ignoring it.
Right.
And all of that. And honestly, I'm kind of with Saban on it. Like, I want these kids to get paid. Mm-hmm. And
name, image, and likeness. That's you.
That's you. You don't necessarily have the amount of that clout if you're not with your certain school. Do you know what I mean? You help each other kind of thing. So, but the whole paying high school kids when they haven't done anything in college just to get you to a program, I agree with Saban on that. I wish there was some kind of regulation in place for that, to where everybody starts on the equal playing field. Okay, but once you get somewhere, you know, then great. Make all you want.
Right. Because your university does provide you with that platform. And it's kind of like our business, honestly. Like Jerry House told me a long time ago, he's the biggest radio icon in this market. And he told me a long time ago, he goes, just always remember this. You're never bigger than the call letters.
Yep.
You're never bigger than the call letters.
I mean, that is proved day in and day out. Look at ESPN. Look anywhere.
By the way, while we're on Nashville radio, big props to a great run from Woody and Jim.
They're the best.
Who were just incredibly talented morning show in this market.
I mean, they were on forever.
Forever. 20-plus years. And I've known Jim Chandler for a long time, and he is literally one of the best dudes. So props to those guys. You know, there are people in this business, like in any business that you're in, you look toward other people that maybe have different ideas than you do, and you try to see what will work for you. And Woody and Jim Chandler was that guy for me, one of those guys. I mentioned Jerry House also. But anyway, props, y'all. Can't wait to see the next path. 3HL presented by Spring Hill Heating and Cooling, SpringHillAC.com. Did you have something? You look like
I was thinking.
You want to do it when we come back?
Yeah, we're doing it.
You're thinking NIL stuff?
Yeah, I was like, and my thing is to even the playing field with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That's why.
Okay.
You don't like it?
No.
Yeah, I don't either. We'll talk about it next. 3HL 104.5 The Zone.
Searching HVAC near here.
Right here, ma'am. How can we help?
Wow, nobody local? Huh.
Wait, what? We are an HVAC company literally in your neighborhood. Why is she not seeing us?
Just all the big chains. Well, it is what it is.
What in the... Can you not see us?
Nope, they can't see you. Because you're buried deep in the list of local HVAC providers. You are invisible online. Introducing Cumulus Boost. Get a boost, get found, get on the map. Learn more at cumulusboost.com.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
3HL, happy birthday to Tyler Reese over on our sister station, 103.3.
Oh, what's he going to do?
He's the reason for the cupcakes in the break room.
Tell me.
He is the reason for the season.
Ooh. Did you take a bite of a cupcake?
No, ma'am, I did not.
I did notice when I walked by that there was a little chunk missing out of one of those cupcakes.
Hey, listen, man.
I don't know what you speak of.
We've been teammates long enough, and I don't even know who took one, but I'm just saying.
I could have been anybody in the building.
I've had two different occasions. When we were at Buffalo Wild Wings, I would have my chocolate cake and ice cream just sitting there waiting, and I go to the bathroom, come back, and someone would indulge before I did.
Why are you laughing, Bethy?
just saying. I know my teammates. That's all I'm saying. I know my teammates.
How rude.
Could have been Hunk.
Oh.
I don't really never see Hunk eat sweets like that, though.
Hunk
outside of M&M's.
He'll eat other stuff.
You go off on M&M's. Yeah, he's
trail mix.
Hey.
What, dude?
Don't get on me. I have not ate the cake, but I will destroy some M&M's.
I know. We know.
I will destroy them.
And some wings.
Oh, I will destroy wings.
We learned that the first week.
And donuts. Do not put donuts around me. They will be gone in 10 minutes.
On his, was that your first day?
it was the first week.
Last day.
Ron Slay brought in.
Steve, I got wings.
And by the time Babsy got here, they were gone. Because Hunk ate the last one.
Hey, that was hilarious, boy.
I was trying to be a good teammate.
I almost got him fired. I was like, at least leave her one.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's just rude to leave just one.
That was his argument, but
it was. It was. I mean, because if you leave one, then they're going to go, well, this was good. I wish I'd have had more. So if you just take them all, they can't even enjoy want more.
That actually is a good point. You don't know what you're missing if you don't have it.
See?
But I talked about it all
before I even met you, Don. I was trying to be a good teammate.
That's bunk, and you know
100%.
All of that is bunk.
Hunk hadn't even paid any dues yet.
You know what's funny about Hunk?
He had not paid dues, and he ate all the wings.
You know what's funny?
Like, who is this guy?
I was in debt before I even started the show.
You know what's funny about that, too? Have we ever talked about this? Like, during Hunk's interview process, Dawn and I actually got to interview him.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was sitting in my car.
Why did they let us do that?
I don't know.
And Dawn's the one asking all the hard questions, and Brent's just like, yeah, man, just make sure you don't screw up.
Yeah, but look, I had done my due diligence. So, like, I knew Tom Abraham, who you worked with.
Yep.
And I had watched you on some of the video clips that he puts out. And, like, so I already knew what you were.
I appreciate that.
You haven't changed. I mean,
no.
You are you.
No, way to say I haven't changed. But Dawn was asking.
Yeah, just to say.
Dawn would make a great HR person, that's for sure.
Oh, although she would.
Although she failed the HR test. I forgot about that.
Yeah. That thing was dumb.
Yeah, nah.
That was dumb.
What a mess.
Look at this mess.
Real quick, before we get to your NIL take, we were talking about some of these coaches want like a balanced playing field where there's basically a budget line, I guess, and you got to figure it out. Real quick, Novak Djokovic in the French Open quarterfinals. He's trying to achieve his 23rd Grand Slam win. The significance of that is that would give him the most ever. So he's currently tied with Rafael Nadal with 22. Coco Gauff in the women's quarterfinals as well. And I heard that Jimmy Butler was trying to get her to go to some of these finals games, but she's still playing. So
yeah,
so much for that. By the way, on the men's side of things, Djokovic, Nadal, and Federer have combined for 64 Grand Slams.
Wow.
Over the last 79. They've won 64 of the 79. Can you imagine being a tennis player, working your whole childhood and life and all this stuff, and you just happen to come up in this era?
Yeah, no. Yeah, that's... yeah.
That's 81% since 2003. 81% of the Grand Slams have gone to one of those three guys.
God, that's just domination.
Go be like Walt Disney. Just freeze me till they finish, man.
Freeze my head, Ted Williams.
When they done, come on out. Thaw me out.
Do you think that's going to work?
Think Walt will come back?
Yeah, Walt Disney. For those that don't know, supposedly he's in a cryogenic chamber and froze his head or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Froze himself. I don't
know. Well, I think so. His whole self.
You think it's going to work? Like 200 years from now, somebody will figure out how to make him live again?
We're going to see.
No, we won't.
I mean, yo, we'll hear about it. I've been Disneyland heaven. You know he got one up there.
The big mouse ears in the sky.
You know,
he ain't there, though. He's in a cryogenic chamber.
The mouse up there.
Man, the mouse is up there. So what are your thoughts to the previous discussion about coaches that want to level the playing field by everyone having the same budget line for NIL dollars?
Yeah, okay, so that's fine. I can agree with that. But I also don't believe in D2 having the same as a Power 5 or a low major having the same as Georgia. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we're going to go like that, I would say it would have to be broken down into tiers as far as it being the same value on the same playing field. I can't accept, I'm trying to think of a school.
But you're cool if they don't do that, right? Like, cause I'm a capitalism guy. So no, I'm like, so what we're going to see in college football, I think, is the best collectives are going to lead to the best teams.
Yeah, but I don't want players to be able to get the same. Like, I don't like coming in on the playing field. I don't like it being said that, all right, we can make 10,000. You coming in as a freshman, show me. Because some people don't have, like, some people got it. You know what I'm saying? And
so you're on the same page as Saban, is what you're saying, or no?
No, because I think he feels that the players coming in should be on the same playing level. And once you do something, then, okay, we can.
That's,
yeah, we can pay
that.
That's
where I am on it. Yeah, I'm okay with that. You're not okay with that.
The only reason I'm not is because, say, for instance, a guy like, let's take Arch Manning. Arch Manning's coming in, even though he said he ain't accepting anything until he does something. So he comes in. Yeah, right. He can afford that. He comes into the situation where he doesn't have to do anything, but it's another quarterback that comes in, say, Nico. And they both come in, they're both on the same playing field. Well, Nico may love that university, but now you bring the money aspect into it, and he can't stay at that university because, for the simple fact, it's one, Alabama's down the road, and they're saying, hey, man, well, we'll start you right here at 40,000. Hey, man, I love this school, man. I got to roll. I'm going to go get the 40. You know what I'm saying? I think that's warranted.
Yeah.
I think that's deserving, in my opinion, because – one thing for sure, you going to know by the time you get there if he's worth that 40 starting there anyway. You know what I'm saying? As much as they, like you talked about earlier, they enroll early, you know, and things of that nature. You know, going through the, all we've been hearing about is, boy, that man can spin it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, and if Joe, knock on wood, happened to go down for a game or two, I don't think they'll miss a beat with Nico stepping in. And that don't mean you can have a guy, Ron Slate, come in who was a 3-star. And I start with 10,000. I ain't earned it. You know what I'm saying?
You're saying there's a certain number of people.
Everybody can't have the same value.
Definitely not that.
I don't think that.
Definitely not that.
If Bronny was coming, if Bronny James was coming to Tennessee, and
I mean that's socialism.
You had Kennedy Chandler coming to Tennessee. Yeah. Everything that Bronny now Kennedy probably may be the same tier player, but everything he bringing with you,
yeah,
I got to reward that.
I don't have an issue with that.
Right, okay. You're worth what someone's willing to pay you.
You know what I'm saying?
100%. My thing is that. It's the same as what Saban's saying. Basically, it's pay to play because you're paying through NIL
right. These
high school kids.
Right. I do agree with that.
So I'm not saying that there needs to be like this uniform. These high school kids all need to make $100,000. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I don't think it should be up to the NIL collectives to determine or to be able to pay all of these student athletes that are coming in to be able to pay them then before they get there.
But what I would say to Saban is behind closed doors, were you cool with it when everybody didn't know what everybody was getting paid on the surface?
Right.
That would
when
be
it
my
was
only
question.
Yeah, it was cool then.
Yeah.
That's my only thing. That was the only
All right, 615-737-1045, 5 o'clock hour coming up. We do have a series in the NBA Finals. We talked about this on Friday. Could they steal one and make this thing go? They did. They being Miami takes game two, 111-108 last night in Denver. We'll talk about it. Slay said let Jokovic score 50. That was the game plan. He got to 41, and Miami won. We'll be right back. 3HL-1045, The Zone.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.